أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهن خيرات حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان حور مقصورات في الخيام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. These are the continuation of the ayats we had begun discussing, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of two gardens besides the two gardens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in the ayats before. To recap very quickly, one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mudhammatan, that these gardens, to indicate how lush it will be and how beautiful it will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as mudhammatan, they will be dark green as though they are black. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the fountains and he said, fihima aynan in Allah khatan, that the fountains of these two gardens will be gushing. And next Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِمَا فَاكِهَا, in this two gardens will be different types of fruit, وَنَخْلٌ وَرُمَّانٌ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes specific mention of dates, of kajur and pomegranates. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes particular mention because the people on whom the Quran was revealed, the very first recipients, Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, had cherished these two fruits in particular. But obviously, like we discussed already, the kind of fruit in Jannah will not be like the fruit of this world, neither in its taste, neither in its appearance. It will be far and way better than what we have in this world. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, generally in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another description of the hoors of Jannat, the damsels of Jannat. Now again, this description is somewhat similar and in many ways different to the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already given. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them and Allah says, فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ, that in them, in Jannat, they are khayrat, they are such women that are excellent insofar as the character is concerned. And then hisan, they are also very, very beautiful. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the character. In the previous one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the external beauty. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the internal beauty. Because if they had external beauty, and there was no internal beauty, then there will never be sukoon. There will never be ease, peace and comfort. And that is why here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allays all doubts that will appear in the mind of a person. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the akhlaq. And here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the akhlaq and he says, khairatun hisan, in other words, the akhlaq is par excellent. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again asks us that which of the ni'mats, which of the favors and boons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would you deny, O insan, O jinnat? And we can see that in Jannat also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken care of each and every need. The ulama are generally unanimous on this, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran and whatever our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described in the hadith about Jannat, and really when we look at it, they are very, very clear descriptions. But yet they are unanimous on it that this is a very vague description. When a person reads it, one will understand what detail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it, to what fine detail has Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it. And then one gets a sense of satisfaction and gratitude that this has been adequately described. But then again, we will understand it is still very vague, because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store in Jannat is far from what has been described in the Quran, far from what has been described in the hadith. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa na'udhu billah, was not adequate, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not himself, wa na'udhu billah, describe Jannat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to leave us with just an idea of what Jannat is, so that when we go there, the real ni'mas of Jannat will be experienced, and that is the real pleasure. And Allah ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus without reckoning. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخَيَامِ, that these damsels, these hoors of Jannat, they will be maqsurat, they will be restrained, fil khiyam. Now khiyam, if we translate it in its literal sense, it will refer to tents, a huge tent, small tent, but not the tents of this world. We find a hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes these khiyam. They are kind of pavilions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it will be made from one single pearl that will be hollowed, and its width will be 60 miles. Now always we find in the Quran and Hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes how huge Jannat is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, His width is the distance between the skies and the earth. And Allah ta'ala does not describe the length. And we all know geometry, that the width is always shorter than the length. So we can now use our imagination to understand, if 60 miles, 48 miles, a person becomes a musafir, 60 miles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the width, then what will happen to the length and how huge it will be? And then it will have various corners, and in each corner will be a hoor for that person, that when he goes to meet one, the other one will not be able to see him and that hoor together. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us another very important indication, that one very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as our shariat is concerned, that here Allah Rabbul Izzat used the word maqsurat, that they have been restrained. In other words, they will be kept in this hollowed pearl. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat also shows, like how akhlaq is a very great asset in this world. One of the very great assets will be of the women of this world also, who are maqsurat, who remain in their homes and leave only when there's exceptional necessity and need, that is described by the shariat. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Rabb, O insan and jinnat, do you deny? And then last, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about them, like how Allah Ta'ala spoke about the first group, لَمْ يَتْمِثُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانِ, no insan, no human being, no jinnat has touched them. In other words, they are untouched woman, maiden, never had been touched and chaste. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this ni'mat, and if that ni'mat is found in this world, then it is a very great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Rabb, O insan, O jinnat, would you deny, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept every detail of Jannat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept every need and every pleasure that a person would derive pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it for us in Jannat, and Allah ta'ala also shows us that that is the real life, and that is where we need to change our hearts towards. We need to actually set our GPSs once again of our hearts towards the acquisition of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the acquisition of Jannat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.